No. This is what everybody has been anticipating because when Goldman Sachs came out with the report almost 2 years ago, talk about BRIC. It's basically Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And these four countries, because given the people and education level and the economic growth of these four countries, that definitely, these four markets, everyone has anticipated them to be performing well.
Okay, on that basis then, 2008 will see pretty much more of the same?
Yes, I would say 2008 is going to be pretty much the same. And I think if last year we would talk about Asia's, I think maybe Vietnam has stand a very good chance to be performing very well as well.
We're just looking at Vietnam, that was up 28% compared with, say, India 30% to 40% and Shanghai nearly 85%. So Vietnam underperforming at the moment. Why do you like it in 2008?
Vietnam is underperforming is because of the width and the depth of the market, because right now the entire stock exchange market capitalization is only about $20 billion. And given that they are still in a very primitive stage and there's a lot of room for growth. So once you are seeing more of the state-owned enterprises as well as the private, I would say privately owned company go on to be listed in Vietnam, you will be seeing a very different kind of market. And also they are trying, the Vietnamese government is trying to improve the infrastructure of both exchanges in Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City.
Looking at Shanghai and India, the two best performing markets in 2007, there was talk this year, a lot of talk, that certainly Shanghai was overheating. It was a bubble forming. To a lesser degree, India as well, getting too hot. But you're saying it's still going to be very hot next year?
Yes, because when you look at the liquidity of the market, there's still a lot of excess money or hot money is traveling around, globally. And when you look at the opportunities, just take for example the U.S. as a subprime worries, and probably that is going to lead to some economic declines because the consumer is not going to spend, and Japan is not faring that well. And where are you going to put your money, right? And given that India and China, the fundamentals are still there, the economic growth is still very strong, and everyone is projecting at least 10% of growth of GDP next year. And given that, the fundamental plus there are a lot of money out floating, so these two markets will definitely be performing very well next year.
Do you think, looking at the economic fundamentals of the stock market that people talk about, though, that these two markets are probably overvalued? They are probably in a bubble situation?
I would say this is really way too early to say that the bubble is forming, because given that when you are in an emerging market, you tend to give them a little bit higher in terms of PE or PB ratio. That is because they will enjoy a better growth than the developed countries. It's just like for the same kind of banks that in China, you get 4.5 or times PB price book, but you won't be able to get that in the States, because for Citibank, probably about 2.5 times price book ratio. That's about it.
Finally, how does a retail investor play a market like Shanghai or India, particularly Shanghai, because it is so close to outside investors?
You will be able to buy some ETF exchange traded fund, and you are able to buy into some of the funds that is China focused. And I think that would be the best way for you to participate in that market. But again, you will always have to look at any of your investment on the 12-month horizon. If you were just thinking about, just like trading an individual stock, punting the market, sometimes that is not going to get you the return that you are hoping for.